Welcome to Empathy with Figs, your go-to podcast for you to feel more connected in your relationship. I'm Figs. I'm a relationship expert and couples therapist here in San Francisco, and I help people love each other more, snuggle each other, reconnect after having fights, and have the relationship you and your partner deserve. In today's show, I'm joined by my lovely wife, Teal.
Hi, I'm Teal.
And we're going to do part two of our Kian birth preparation, all right? Because if you watched or listened to the previous installment in our birth prep, you know, we primarily talked about Teal, your feelings and thoughts and what you need for the birth, which obviously is the most important thing. Hello, right? You know, because you have to give birth.
Well, it's very important, and it's not the only.
Well, I mean, come on. Like, yeah, but thank you for that. But of course, it's the most important thing, right? And today is our due date, right? It's June 6th, whatever, and that's our due date. And of course, no baby. And, you know, Grace, our first child, was born 2 weeks after her due date. I don't want to say late.
Good.
Right? But she was born 2 weeks after her due date. Mm-hmm. And so our show today, we wanted to do a little bit about me and what I need and what's happening for me emotionally in preparation for Kian to be born and for you to give birth. Because, you know, as you noticed that in-breath I just took, I find the waiting unbelievably painful. Like, I just feel very anxious and kind of like, holy crap, like, when will this actually happen? And just that place of unknowing is really stressful. So here's what we're going to do. The same thing we did with Teal is, like, we're just going to ask me, you're going to ask me, Teal, right, these three questions, right? You know, I'll just go over them very quickly. What are the feelings and thoughts that come up for you around birth, labor and birth? And then the second question will be, what is it you can do for yourself, Figs, if those feelings and thoughts do come up for you? And then the third one is, what can I, Teal, do for you, Figs, to be there for you if those feelings and thoughts come up? Go into labor right now. No. Let's stop waiting. Let's just have a baby.
I think I am.
Oh my God. Labor begins on film, on audio, whatever it is. But so yeah, so that's what we're going to do. But come here. I just want to, like, if it's okay, I'm just going to do a little, like, caveat just for a moment. Because I think, please, it's important we talk about what just happened. This is one of the biggest things in our relationship that I think is super important. Right? I'm going to blindside you right now.
Okay.
Right. So come here. When we left the house and I just noticed there was a stain, right? There's like a yogurt stain on the crotch of the shorts I'm wearing, right? And I'm like, oh my God, like, I can go out of the house like this. There's there's a stain on the crotch of my pants. And you're like, oh yeah, I've been looking at that for the last hour.
Okay, Figs. We were just in an appointment, and the entire time I was like, your shirt's inside out. Your shirt's inside out.
My shirt was inside out. I don't mind that.
If I was like, oh my gosh, you have a yogurt stain on the crotch of your pants.
Okay.
And we were with two other women.
Yes.
I just wanted to tell you in private, and then we bustled out to get to the podcast.
Right. Well, look, thank you. But look, let me just be clear. Here's, like, there's a few, like, quintessential things that I expect from you, right? And one of them, I know we talked about this, right? One of them is, if I've got hairs hanging out my nose, I want you to tell me.
Which you always do.
Right, but I need that information so I can groom. If I've got hairs coming out my ears, you know, like, you know, and if I have stains on my crotch or my fly is down, which I know I do that all the time too. Like, I really need you.
You need help.
I need help. But just so you know, like, that's a big one. Like, anyway, you know, I'm only kidding. Kind of. But, like, you know, so I hope you let me know when I have stains on my crotch. Right.
I'll do better.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks for...
for ambushing you.
Thanks for ambushing me.
Okay, so here we go. So, you know, the reason I wanted to do this podcast today is just because, like, I'm freaking in it. Whatever this birth thing does for me emotionally, like, I'm just in it. I'm anxious. So let's start. Let's do the...
Okay, we're going to start, but I'm gonna say the questions. And okay. I would like to say that last night you were in a really pissy mood, and sometimes I don't ask, like, why you're in a pissy mood, but yeah. Last night I said, "What, you know, why are you in a pissy mood?" And you opened up to me about what we're about to talk about, so I have a vague idea.
Yeah.
Although I'm actually really excited to hear about
right.
the second two questions. Because it just made me feel closer to you. It made me feel, I know you don't want empathy or sympathy. You've already lined it, sort of outlined what you don't want around this initially.
Right.
But I think it's brave and strong and interesting, and I'm curious, and I'm really glad we're doing this segment of the show, because we did me, and I think originally we thought, we'll do both of us, and we didn't. We did all me. Totally. And I've been curious about this, and there really is a place here for your experience of our first birth and what it's like preparing for a second. And I know that you're really anxious and overwhelmed right now.
Thanks.
And I think just sharing about it...
Let's do it.
...helps me. Okay.
Yeah. So thank you. No, I really appreciate it. You're so sweet to me. Because again, well, go on. You ask me then. Let's start. Ask me the first question.
Well, let me just ask a follow-up question. Why is it really sweet to you? Why do you think it's really sweet that I'm curious about...
Right. Well... Yeah, thank you. Well, I think this is it. Like, you know, it's, to me, this is a situation where my role is pretty clearly defined. I'm in a role of support, and that your feelings, your needs are so much more important. Here, come back just in case you don't come out of the shop, right? But you're so much more important. You're going to physically have an entity, a baby, the person, like, you know, physically push them out of your body. And that's so it's hard for me to feel and give myself permission to have my own feelings and fears and concerns around labor and birth, because the overriding dominant narrative I have is my job is just to be in support of you.
Absolutely. And I think it's amazing that you know that and think about that. Something that our magical midwife just shared with us that resonated was she has an important role as a facilitator of our home birth, of our birth. But the most important person in there to the mother who's giving birth is the partner.
To you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that doesn't mean just like handing me like my electrolyte water.
Right.
It means that like your heart and soul is like we're in connection. I'm going to be calling on you.
Yes.
Especially we have this really perfect experience right now to explore your emotions that come up around it. And what I hear is that it's hard to give yourself permission.
That's correct. Yeah, absolutely. It's hard to... look, there are moments in my life that... It's funny, sometimes I've thought about doing a podcast about like what called me to be a therapist. And one of the things, I have these moments in life where something happened and it was just very clear that I was called to be of service to another. Like, whether it's, you know, there's a moment a friend of mine put their arm through a window and they're bleeding like crazy. And and I just remember, it's just like this moment of like, okay, I might have thought I was on my way for lunch. I am not going for lunch right now. This is a time where I'm going to show up for someone. I'm going to like stop them bleeding and get them to the hospital and be with them. And birth you being pregnant is one of those things that, like, something bigger than me and my needs and my emotions calls on me that I have to show up. Right. But I mean, like, you know, like, using that example of my friend that, like, you know, that cut his arm. Look, I showed up, right? And, like, you know, it was great, all of that. Like, and I was just freaking on it and there, you know, completely. But it was really overwhelming afterwards.
Right.
Like, I was pretty scared and overwhelmed. I wasn't sure if he was going to be okay. Like, you know, he really cut himself really badly. So what I'm realizing after Grace, now, obviously, when Grace was born, we're in touch with all the amazing parts of Grace being born and how incredible labor is. And you really were incredible. Like, I've never seen anyone so strong and powerful when you, like, pushed Grace out. But now, like, as we're approaching Kian's birth, you know, and another labor, I'm in touch much more deeply with the moments that were just really scary.
Yes.
Like, and feeling really powerless.
Yes.
Like, you know, when Grace was born, there was a time you were puking so much, you were dehydrated. I don't know, we had to take you to the hospital. Like, you didn't look good, right? You looked like you were really, like, coming in and out of consciousness, right?
So I just want to say, we are in... Yeah. Question one,
right.
Which is, what are the thoughts and feelings
exactly.
that come up for you
exactly.
around childbirth?
Right. Yeah.
So this is great.
Right.
So
this is like, so yeah, I was, you know, worried about your physical safety.
Right.
Right. And so I got really scared about what labor does to you physically, you know. And then, of course, you know, it's a long process, right? And there's a genuine risk, like, of, you know, like, the... You know, that everything won't go to plan. And that's scary. I feel like that's one of those things I feel like I'm not supposed to say. Right. But I just be honest, like, I get worried about, like, if
yes.
something going wrong, you know?
Yes.
And then, of course, I worry about Kian's safety and, like, health and, you know, because there's so much, like, every birth is unique and different. And so I get scared about something going wrong. That's a big
right.
one.
Right. And right. here we are. I
yeah.
am with
right.
Kian in utero.
Yes.
I have the experience of feeling him and knowing.
Yeah.
Having this relationship. Like,
yeah.
I always love, he's here, right?
Right.
He's on the inside. He's
right.
here with us right now.
Absolutely. He's
it's not like
here.
We're about to meet him. He's here.
He's here. Totally.
Pardon me. But that you don't have that experience of that kind of direct feedback. You
no.
can put your hand on my tummy and feel him move and kick.
Yeah.
But it makes so much sense. You're saying, especially in labor, what happened with Grace is, and what you're fearing
yeah.
or kind of anticipating with Kian's birth is, you know, something could go wrong. Something could
right.
go wrong with me.
Totally.
Something could go wrong with Kian, and
yeah.
and that, I just imagine that sense of, you're like one person removed. You're
right.
the closest thing to this.
Right.
But there must be this big emotional sort of, like, it sounds so scary. It just sounds hard.
Yeah. Yeah. I just get scared, like, about, you know, I anticipate the future. I get anxious, fearful. And, of course, I know, like, to trust the process and honored that I get scared. The other thing, like, just, and I know we touched on this last time, is, like, yeah, being in the supporting role, there are just moments I just don't know what to do, right? And yeah, it's so funny, like, I know I help other people sit and rest and not knowing what to do and just feel the powerlessness of it, but, like, yeah, labor was just like, I keep using this, like, it's like taking everyday life and multiplying it by 1,000.
Absolutely.
So it's, you know, so it's one thing, I mean, talking about doing these things when you and I are in a fight and, like, can I just surrender to it? Don't know what to do and meet you from the place of being in the pain of powerlessness. Well, shit, forgive my French, like, labor is just like, it's just that much more intense. Like, when you're in pain and I don't know how to comfort you, I don't know how to be there, or do you even want me there? Like, you know, and there's particular moments. Like, so just, I'm just remembering now more closely as we get, more deeply as we get closer to labor and birth, that, you know, how painful it is to be in a place of powerlessness. So I anticipate that. And then the other thing is...
Well, slow down for just a sec, okay? Yeah. So you just shared something that does touch on a moment that we had in the prequel to this, which was, do you want me there?
Yes.
Right? Especially when I'm... Yeah. I won't go into this story because it's already been done on the podcast, but especially when, you know, I'm not looking at you and grabbing you and calling on you directly. I'm running into the bathroom away from you and anyone else. And that you're already saying, I don't know what to do. And it's not clear to me that my partner needs me.
Right.
And remembering, just calling on that memory of that, what came out of that podcast for us, which was just the outrageousness of me actually imagining someone wanted to be there.
Right. Totally.
And that you are such that person for me. So I'm not trying to really like reassure you now so that you don't have your feelings. I'm just making it a more full-bodied experience.
Absolutely.
And it completely makes sense that you don't know what to do, although I love massages during labor.
Yeah.
I'm just going to make that plug.
No, I'd be happy to
give
you a massage.
If I would just stay still.
Yeah. Well, so let me just say, I think it's hard to live up to my own expectations in a way, right? Because I want to be there and be support to you. And not feel powerless or not feel scared. And I think the thing is, this is like, you know, I know it's moving into question two, just for a sec, like, what can I do for myself?
Right.
You know, if these feelings or thoughts come up, is like, I want to like give myself permission that I can be there for you and show up to connect with you while scared and while feeling powerless.
Yeah.
I don't have to like, deny. So what I'm going to like try and do is like try not to deny the fact that I'm a little scared or a lot scared in moments, or try not to deny that I can feel powerless and that's uncomfortable and that it's okay to come to you. Like giving myself permission for that, right? I hear you give it, you with your like acknowledgements is really sweet. But like just a lot of it is just like it sounds easy to say, but you know, I have this expectation of myself that I should be able to be there for you and be like selfless, Mother Teresa, you know, like without having a lot of emotions going on inside myself, right? Like really just putting myself aside. And that's just, look, it's just something I've learned to do, and that I really put my needs aside in moments to be there for you and for someone. And like, and I want to like be able to do both. I want to be able to honor my feelings, like that I am scared, number one, and still am come towards and be there for you. I know I said that many times, but it felt like it's just important.
No, you didn't. It felt like it just kept getting more and more clear.
Right. Yeah. So
hold on. So you have expectations of yourself to not feel like, sometimes you can feel like, I don't want to feel powerless, I don't want to feel scared.
Right.
So this is your expectation of yourself as you go towards the second birth. Sometimes that's part of it. And so what you're saying in part two of our questions today, which is, how can you support yourself? What can you do to attend to yourself with these thoughts and feelings that you have?
Yes.
Right? You're saying, I actually want to show up as I am. I want to be able to give myself enough permission so that I can feel the powerlessness and I can feel my fear.
Yes.
And that I can come to you as myself.
Absolutely. Exactly. That I don't have to either A, wait till I don't feel those things, or B, just deny completely that I am actually having those feelings. I can support you while still being scared or feeling powerless.
Right.
So that's the most important thing, like, that I can do for myself, right? And just saying it out loud, is like, this is really helpful. And like, no, again, it may seem like a small thing, but there is this real refrain. Dude, you're not allowed to be having fears and concerns. You're not the one that has a baby. So get over yourself. Like, that voice is loud in my head that it's not okay for me to be scared, to worry about feeling powerless. So I appreciate your support.
Well, I'm not done. Yeah. I'm not done.
Yeah.
Because I think that you're saying that voice is really loud.
Yes.
Right? And that's obviously a culturally perpetuated voice.
Right.
It's, you know, and I think there's a beautiful part of birth culture and sort of modern day feminism, you know, that is focused on the woman being
yes,
you're doing it and this is huge. And it, yet that not giving yourself permission or the fear and powerlessness that's inside, that's covered up by, I cannot let myself feel those things.
Right.
And I need to show up for you as this person.
Right.
That creates some kind of complicated alchemy.
Well, it's and anxiety.
Anxiety, right. Yeah, right. Exactly. And so when you're saying it, all I want to do, all it does inside, right, is soften every hard place that I have inside my heart that says, oh my gosh, I have these complicated emotions and so do you.
Yeah.
Right? You can love me so much,
right,
that you want to be able to do something and you don't want to feel powerless.
Yeah.
And you don't want to feel scared because you want to be this rock for me. And hey, you know what? The rock doesn't really land
right
in the way in which that type of vulnerable situation really requires.
Right.
So this allowing yourself is so, like, it just touches me.
No, oh, thanks.
I didn't really realize.
Yeah.
And it makes sense that the voice is really loud because that's what society says, oh, you're not. This isn't about the man.
Right. And that's like, obviously, I've internalized that voice. That voice is very strong in me, right? And so it's good just even noticing it and being able to voice it and, you know, giving myself permission to be exactly who I am for Kian's birth process, right?
Right.
This is a multi-hour thing, most likely, right? Days, we'll see. But let's do the next question.
Let's do the next question. Great. So the next question is, what is it that I, Teal, can do for you when you have feelings of powerlessness and fear that come up? And then, of course, I recognize that that you don't give yourself permission generally to feel those things, especially around this event.
Yeah.
And that you're hoping to be able to allow yourself. That's part of your process with yourself. What about me? How can I turn to you?
Yeah. Well, so it's interesting. So one is, I just want, like, I guess it's like trusting that even just this sharing and you listening is a lot. It's enough. Just knowing that it's just what you're doing now is validating that it's okay that I feel this way is enough, right? That's brilliant. And trusting that when it comes to the day itself, like, I think nature, I laugh because nature is going to have a way of making this so anyway, right? Like the natural process. Is that I just don't want you to try looking after me. I know. I just want you to trust that, like, that I do still, I do still just want to be there for you, and you don't have to look after my feelings, you know, during labor or you know, birth itself, that I am scared, I am anxious, but I'm really excited, I really want to be there. So I just, like, this is good, just being able to talk about it. And I do, yeah, I don't want you to like leave your process because you're worried about me.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
It does make sense. That what we're doing right now, that just
right.
you've said a couple times, that really just naming your fears, naming your process of showing up and attending for yourself, and having me validate those parts, that's a huge piece for you.
Yeah.
And that in the actual event,
right,
that you're not looking for me to abandon part of my process, that you really
right.
want me to not sort of cater or check
right.
in with you
yeah.
about this, that kind of yeah. trusting that you're doing what you need to do, and that
right.
by me really attending to myself, and that
yeah.
us, you know, sort of merging, collaborating in the way, whatever way it
yeah.
works out, that will be the way
right.
that's most
that's perfect.
That's
yeah.
perfect for
well, us. So look, yeah, like again, so it just clarifies, is like just this again, like you, like being able to share my feelings and concerns and it's being okay.
Mm-hmm.
that I feel this way, and you having empathy for me,
mm-hmm.
right, means so much. But I am pretty determined that on the day, there are times in life, like I always tell clients, there are times you just have to take turns. You have
right.
to take turns,
sure.
you know? And birth, hey, is one of those times that like, hey, I might be having some like, you know, emotional process inside, but we can talk about that afterwards. We can talk about it beforehand, like we're doing right now. But during the moment itself, like, I really just want to be there for you, right?
Yeah.
And this just makes it so much easier for me, just knowing that it's okay to feel these feelings. So what you're doing right now is amazing. That it could even be possible that I'm allowed share that I have vulnerability and fear about the birth itself. Is just like, again, it's hard to even really take in. So thank you.
You're welcome, and thanks for sharing about that. And I think I just want to offer one piece of this, right, which is that nothing needs to be said. There's going to be no way of, you know, you're saying I don't want this sympathy or you to check in or I certainly don't want to do that either. Because I want to respect what you're saying, and it is my tendency to want to nurture parts that are hurt or scared in you, although
yeah.
I trust that I will be completely overwhelmed in my own right? But there is something that, because we're getting to kind of integrate this and talk about it now,
yeah.
that will be softer
right.
inside of me, that there's a part
right.
of me that gets really scared and wonders, you know, that gets scared that, you know, you don't care or love me or
right.
all my big, big fears come up. That
yeah.
knowing about this part,
yeah.
that this might be somewhere in your experience during labor,
mm-hmm.
actually reassures me of how much you love me.
Right.
That you long to be
yeah.
not afraid
right.
and not to feel powerless.
Yeah,
so,
like, I'm really in it with you.
Yes.
Like, I'm not just, like, waiting, like you know, passing water back and forth. Like, I'm, like, you know, as much as I can possibly be, right? So, like, obviously, I'm not, you know, able to do certain things, right? Hurricane, push Keen out, right? All that stuff. But look, as much as is possible emotionally, like, and I think they're just landing on me, like sharing just how deeply affected I am emotionally and how vulnerable it is anticipating birth. I get like how it can help you really take in. I'm really on this journey with you.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like it melts and sort of like nourishes
right.
the part inside of me that says, oh no, I need to go labor in the bathroom by myself. I'm like,
right.
holy crap, this
no.
person just like adores me so much.
Yeah.
This person wants to be there, hates feeling powerless, hates feeling like they don't have anything to do, and they don't
yeah.
want to be scared. Because they just want me to know, you just want me to know how present you are.
Right.
It helps be there. It does a huge thing. I don't feel like I'm being articulate about it, but it's almost like beyond words for me.
Right.
Just how reassuring that is, that you can feel those things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
no, thank
your,
you.
Your sharing really helps me. I hate to like turn it back on me, but
totally.
Good
to be. Yeah. Well, look, it is a really vulnerable. It's a vulnerable thing to talk about. I just realized, like, it's an interesting. It touches this whole process and talking definitely touches places in me where when I'm hurting or when I'm scared, my impulse is to either turn inwards or get big, and I don't need any help. I'm going to do it alone, right? And so this just feels like the doing the opposite. This right now, this moment is, I'm scared. I don't think it's okay to feel scared, but instead of turning away or just getting big, I'm gonna feel these feelings and turn and share them with you. And what I hear you saying that is, so just putting it together, is actually you doing that, you not getting big, you not just being grumpy for the next whatever week, 2 weeks, right? You know, by trying to deny my feelings, that it actually helps you realize I am really, really with you.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, as much as I possibly can be without carrying a baby and giving birth to the baby myself, like I'm freaking in this process with you as much as is humanly possible. So it feels really good. Like it feels more like connected, and it feels like a very healing thing for me to share versus, you know, I say get big, right? And hopefully for us, if I can share that.
Yes. Well, yeah. It I think that it defies a lot of, you know, I'm going to say gender stereotypes again,
right,
that you can even talk about the powerlessness parts and the fear parts. And if anything, it just strengthens my admiration, and I know you get shy with this type of stuff, but that it really helps me adore you, that you can connect with those parts of yourself and talk about them. I know that it's hard.
Yeah.
I know that your tendency is to withdraw or to get big, and often I don't know what's happening when that's going on, but
totally.
I just feel lonely and
right,
longing for you.
Right.
So when you let me know what's happening underneath, kind of that rushing river is, whoa, you love me so much.
Yeah,
and it's
I
so
do.
Reassuring.
I love you so much.
It just calms my nervous system
yeah.
down to hear you talk about this stuff.
Thanks. It's so good to know.
Yeah.
So come here. I'm conscious of the time.
Yeah.
We're trying, like, you know, this podcast thing is still an experiment. And, like, trying to, like, work out lengths of shows and everything. So please write or whatever. Write to me at figs@empathy.com and let me know what kind of format you think works. We are going to wrap up now.
Yeah.
Right. And of course, the conversation continues between you and me.
Right.
So one of the things that I wanted to like make clear for the listeners and the viewers is the whole point of Empathy with Figs is like, so maybe there is some expertise. I have some wisdom because of what I do professionally to help couples. But the most important thing is I'm an expert at being a non-expert, right? And that's what I want to like share, like this part, where it's not like I don't have all these vulnerable feelings, like just like everybody else in relationship. I have them and I'm willing to feel them and share them, especially when it's really difficult. So I'm hoping that the process, you witnessing our experience, you listening to our experience as just two fellow vulnerable human beings is helpful, as opposed to some of the shows where I spout on about like giving you information as an expert. This is really just trying to be as honest and as raw and vulnerable and real as I can be, as we can be. So thank you for watching and for listening, and subscribe to the podcast. Take the quiz at empathy.com.
The quiz is awesome.
Well, thank you. Well, yes, and you know, sorry, I can't take a compliment right now when I'm vulnerable. I know, I'm too vulnerable right now. But so look, yeah, so amazing. We launched the beta of empathy.com and I'm blown away by the response, and people seem to be getting a lot out of it. So go to empathy.com, take the quiz. It's free to take it and get your self-discovery report. And we will have another episode next week. Thank you so much, Teal.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. We'll have a baby within the next week or two. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
The Empathy with Figs podcast and Who Are You in Love interview series are not to be confused with individual or couples psychotherapy. In this podcast, I provide coaching and content for informational and entertainment purposes only. Listening or watching this podcast cannot replace the specialized training and professional judgment of a mental health care provider. If you are experiencing a medical or psychiatric emergency, please call 911 or reach out to your medical doctor.